Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Like a cello solo or something.
Welcome everyone to Rocking the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to Total Strangers Track by Track Week. Are you enjoying it? I hope so. It's a lot of fun to record. It's been really fun to listen back with the music and having a little time to reflect on what a great album these guys made. And so many members of our listening audience and community are a part of it, which makes it feel even better for us. So big congratulations to Mike Wagner and EPJ on their accomplishments. I want to remind everybody that June is the month, and May new music is what we're up to next. So we're going to start that on the 17th. So make sure to get your new music picks in for May before June 17th. And with that, we're going to move back into track by track from the Total Strangers. We're up to the fifth track on the album now. We're getting right into the gooey center of the music. The next track we're going to talk about is All Falling Down. And you will hear me jump into that question or bring up that song right away as we roll the tape on day three of Total Strangers, track by track, for Watching the Sun Go Out. Speaking of falling, the fifth track, All Falling Down, was featured on the podcast, actually picked for April New Music by Dr. Bob Peterson. And he actually left a comment on the Bandcamp page, which is, we should mention, where you can go to actually get this album. You want to go to Total Strangers, all one word, -music.bandcamp.com. But Bob makes a point here that I totally agree with. He says in his little blurb, it's a great sounding album. And I totally agree with that. Not only do the guitars and the vocals sound really, really good, the whole thing is produced and blended in a really nice way. And picking up on what EPJ said about, you know, it's subtle, you know, these riffs and songs, they kind of blossom for you and bloom the more you listen to them. But talk specifically a little bit, Mike, about the production process. Was it all recorded in your room? Well, we know obviously the rhythm section was recorded elsewhere, but did you record these guitars? And I know EPJ came at one point to record vocals there with you. Okay.
So, luckily, what was really lucky is Eric had a really good setup in his house. And when he recorded the drums, he obviously got a really great drum sound that I could work with, you know. I wish I was a really good engineer. That's the hardest part for me. Just like not having somebody to work with on that. Like, so if anybody next time we do another album wants to come and hang out, I'm gonna be an engineer. I mean, I feel like I did okay.
I think it sounds great.
I watched so many hours of YouTube videos, like one guy saying, well, you should do it this way. And the next guy saying, well, you should do it this way. I'm like, I don't know. I just kept, you know, but the more I watch it, the more I realize I think a lot of engineers, some are very, very good. They really, really know what they're doing. But some just kind of have this sort of... I think Nick and I talked about it. I think Ed Stasium is one of those guys. He just has this knack of like, how did you do it, Ed? I don't know. I just twiddled some knobs. I believe him. I believe him. He just like has this like he's in one with the universe and can do it or something. So Mark had an amazing array of basses, but I sort of narrowed in on one I liked a lot, and he ended up using that one a lot. And he worked a lot to get a good sound on his bass. But that's sort of the core of it.
See, present a cure, you down the door. this line, I always have to still believe. We're all falling down. We're all falling down. You cut the story to suit your need. Define your time and form the line with paid receipts. Your sugar coating, a sign and blame. A sacred place to hide behind when criticized with no escape. I must be going, I have to leave. You made us beg and borrow, and now we have to plead. We're all falling down. We're all falling down.
And then, yeah, I mean, recording guitars is pretty simple, really. It's basically, I mean, I'm a Fender guy, and Fender amps, I love them, and you just stick an SM57 in front of a Fender amp, and they just sound cool. And I've listened to a lot of people that say, like, oh, that's just what I do. Sometimes I use a 421 or something like that. And then when we recorded the vocals, EPJ did fly here. And we spent two really intense days recording. Most of the vocals got done in 2 days, and then we did some tidying up on the third day, and that was it. Just a little bit of a shout out, if I could. My friend Paul Ferburn helped me with learning about mics. He had a collection of mics, and he sold me this one.
Nice.
And these are. Steve Albini just passed, right? And one of his big things is, like, use good mics.
Yeah. Right. I was just going to say that. Thank you for that.
Yep.
But All Falling Down, wasn't that a different bass player, or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. That was John Rossman from, I think you guys know him, right? John Rossman played bass on that one.
He also did some choice Hootenanny appearances, early days. Yeah.
He did. And a longtime listeners of the show might remember him as Intern John.
That's right. Yep. His intern John.
He did some podcast editing for us back in the day, and he's really talented, and he's great.
Great guy.
He's really good. And he said when he was interning, he said, and one day Patrick sent me this show to edit. He says, "You're gonna love this guy," and it was EPJ's.
Yes, the famous calls.
To finish about All Falling Down, and that's actually one of the Shine was like basically done when the whole song was done, and I had like the whole thing idea. All Falling Down is like we were really struggling with it. We had like the hook, but we didn't have a good melody, and I think we worked on it a long time, and then just over time, like I remember the day, like. We were sort of back and forthing on texting, and I said, I got it. And we sort of that sort of how the vocals are very, like, it kind of goes in and out with the guitar, and it, like, that really makes the song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a back and forth there.
And that was my first song, that was exciting for me because Mike gave me a songwriting credit, I think, on that song too. Because we worked, well, that was one of the songs that I helped him bring home. So
I didn't give it to you. You earned it.
Oh. And then if you care thematically, not to bring the room down, but, you know, this is kind of the turning point of the album where it's like, okay, we got seduced. We kind of explained a few things. And then, like, as globally now, we're kind of all getting dragged down. It's like it was a sideshow. It was funny. Isn't this cool? Should we report on it? How should we report on it? And then it's like, oh, wait, now it's now, and we're all falling down. So I love how, even though this thing has been germinating in Mike's head for like a decade, the hooks and the themes, it's like you listen to it now, it's done in 2024, and you're like, wow, these themes are really resonating this year. Now it's like we're all falling down, and then, you know, that's what leads into the next track, I think. It's like
that was really the only song where COVID really played a part in it. Like that's, if you look at what happened and everybody warned, like, hey, look, this is not a game. Right?
Right.
We had over 1 million people die in this country, and by conservative estimates, compared to Canada, if we would have been just as good as Canada, 400,000 people would be alive.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, and it's like, and that's kind of like that line about alone this morning from passed away is like, that's what that's about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we are like really killing people. And it's like, it's like, you can't just watch this. And that's, again, where the whole thing about watching the sun go out comes in.
Yep.
You can't just say, can't we all get along? But you can't just abandon ship. Yep. It's like, so you're having all these conflicting emotions. It's like, please, brother, come, you know, like, I want you in the fold. I want everybody to be sane again. But right now, we're all suffering. So,
yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, too, hearing you talk about that, because the sixth song, Come Back John, the more I've listened to the album as a whole, that really starts to feel like a turning point to me. Yeah, I love it. So talk a little bit about that song. And again, I really love the way that one starts. I love songs, and I don't think bands do it enough, where the vocals start right on the first beat, right? First measure of the vocals in there.
Come back, John, we've been waiting so long. I hope this time you'll stay. I've been hanging around, got my ear to the ground. You went the other way. They threw you a curve and you lost all your nerve. You never really changed. You've shaken our core, made us question before. Now there's nothing to say. All the light going down around you, all the light holding out around you, all the lights going out all around you. Come on, can they
11 songs, it's purposefully in the middle. There's a reason, because that's where it's not like the narrator of the piece, but like the, like if you're watching it from a, if you're kind of looking at things, this is like somebody taking stock of what's going on, realizing that, like, I've got a decision to make, because I'm watching people I know make, for reasons that I cannot understand and reasons that make zero sense, and if the shoe was on the other foot, would turn their opinion. These people don't have opinion based upon a moral compass. They have an opinion based on convenience and not wanting to say something. And the Comeback John is about having to make that choice. It's like in your and the pain, and I mean I feel this personally in my life, the pain of people sort of like doing things that you can't, you find morally abhorrent, and having to deal with that, and just like what do I do, you know, and that's really what that's about. It's like,
because you bring up Bernie Madoff or somebody like that, there's monsters over time where you're like, everybody's on the same page, like that guy was terrible, and right. We move on. So now we're at a point where it's like, wait. You're my friend, and you believe that it's not even factual. So what do we do now? Is that what you mean?
Right. Yes, exactly. And it's like, you know, and at the end of it, the person, sort of the singer, says, "There's no ticket return, just the bridges you burned." And you're left like, look, the person in the song chooses to take a certain path, because we all have to, and that's kind of what the second half of the first album. Half of the album is about setting things up, and the second half is about the choices and what's happening to innocent people, and what's happening to people who are trying to do the right thing, right? So and Comeback John is honestly it was a really, really difficult song to write personally, but I think a lot of people really, really like that song.
I love it,
and I'm really proud of it. If I could just take a moment here to talk about a lovely performance by Niklas Nygaards, who plays piano, on this, and I knew I wanted a piano at the end, and I kind of had stubbed something out for the demo, and I mean, we all know Niklas from the Hootenanny, and he's just this, you know, you meet him and he's just, his decency is just so prevalent, right? Do you know what I mean? I mean, he's just one of the loveliest people you could ever hope to meet. I mean, he's had people to his house from our you know.
Yes.
Hans and Brittany, and
he let Coop in his house.
I know, like I mean, if Coop comes here, he's not welcome
no,
in my
house.
No,
my house either.
I mean,
hell no.
No. Absolutely not. But Niklas will gladly have him.
Yeah.
And his performances were so chilling and iconic, and just like, and the, it was sonically like his keyboard playing was always perfect.
I just knew he would have that delicacy that the song needed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like
he has a touch that it comes through, and it's so funny because when I listen to this album, and you know, maybe I'll have this album on while I'm cooking or something like that. Like I'm doing something else, and it's like that piano part. I'm like, it just makes me stop, and I listen to that. You know what I mean? It just he has that touch, that magic. I don't know what it is. Yeah,
like a cello solo or something, right?
Yeah.
Like,
the closest I've came to as far as that touch is. I don't know if you remember this, but we talked about this when Christine McGee passed away with, was it Ricky Peterson? Ricky is his first name?
Mm-hmm.
And I said her touch on songs like Sarah, that really delicate piano, right? Niklas has that same gift.
Yeah, he does.
Right? That, like where it just like the piano just becomes like, I've said this before, it's like, I think it's like on a guitar, it seems to be easier. Because you're like physically, I don't know, you're touching the strings, right? But somehow on a piano, he even manages to convey that, which I don't know. It seems to me it would be a bit harder, you know? It's like, But he still has that thing. So anyway, Nicholas, I hope you listen to this. It was fantastic, and thank you. And it really made this. I think it really makes a song, and really gives it that genuineness that you want. I want it. So I think it was awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like a fine lace around the edge of everything. It's really, really nice. It's incredible too. All the guest appearances and all the little touches that are on the record. It's just amazing. All the people that have contributed. And if I do say so myself, Patrick, yes, I totally agree with what you said there. It's been a wonderful collaborative project that was put together here, and really an incredible work for all this participation and so much talent that we have in our group. So that's really a blessing. We have got 5 more tracks and 2 more days. So we're going to get to 2 more tomorrow and then finish everything up with 3 tracks on Friday. And we will be coming to the end of Watching the Sun Go Out, but it sure has been fun. While we're doing it, if you haven't listened to the first 2 episodes, please go back and check those out. I think you'll find them very enlightening. And with that, we will talk to you guys with more Total Strangers tomorrow.
Stick an SM57 in front of a Fender amp and they just sound cool.